the 40 meter band, the Roronet, when they were on 7100 instead of 7200. But now I hear a station on 7200. I can just barely hear a CW station there.
7200. I don't know. Don't know about that. That's the bad boy frequency. Every now and then, all the nutcases get together on that frequency and raise havoc. But lately, it seems to have settled down. So maybe the FCC has, issued a few warnings or something.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was the quote-unquote bad boys frequency, so there you have it. Yeah, that was when I set up as an alternate frequency, and now, of course, at the end of this month, it'll be that's going to be the regular frequency, but I think I might have to move it away from what that frequency has been. But trying to find one. The original frequency for the Auronet was 7055, but it got so congested with the CW operation, there was no way you could operate the net. So that's the reason I moved the net frequency up to 7100.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, I was actually a net controller for years, and then you get all the U.S. hams that were kind of mad at us for operating sideband on what they considered to be the CW band. But no, I would not go to 7200, but I would, if you're going to move the net frequency, I'd move it up to maybe 7145 or maybe a frequency that I don't know what the generals in the States can go down to. I know the extra class can go down to 7125, but it would be nice to have it on a frequency where you get all American check-ins as well, including our general class.
Yeah, in reference to the U.S. stations checking in on phone instead of having to check in on CW. And I talked to a number of other net control stations on the with regards to the Auronet, and they weren't really for that. Of course, it is basically a Canadian Aurora net, and that's what the website states, Canadian Aurora net. And of course, yeah, they were saying, no, we can't have that. So between the futility and so on, it just didn't happen. But yeah, 7125 and below is CW only for the FCC guideline for the U.S. band plan.
Yeah, with the exception of Hawaii and Alaska, and they can operate between 7075 and 7100. Well, I've never known it to be called the Canadian Aurora Net. I've always known it as the Aurora Net, and it would be nice in these times, when there are certain things going on politically, but to be inclusive, I would welcome Americans to be checking in, personally.
Yeah, Roger, and if their band plan changes, all the better, I guess. There's no sulking about it, I guess you might say. But anyway, no, as for stating as it being the Canadian AuroraNet, yes, it was. It was called the Canadian AuroraNet. Now, this is going back to 2011 when I took over. It was called the Canadian AuroraNet, and I changed the name. I simply called it the Afternoon AuroraNet for the longest time, and because of the fact that on Sunday evenings there is an evening portion of the AuroraNet, so I was calling it the Afternoon AuroraNet, and then eventually it came to the point where I was simply calling it the AuroraNet.
Right. Well, I used to be a net controller on the AuroraNet from the Northwest Territories back in the 1990s, and it was not called the Canadian Aurora Net. It was just the Aurora Net. It was on 7055 back then.
Yeah, that's right, and that's exactly the same frequency that I was on that I took over for that. But I was that's one where I said the 7055 was so congested with CW activity, there was no way I could operate the net on that frequency. So I moved it up to 7100.
Right. But I'm just saying, back in the 1990s, I used to be a net controller on that net. So, and then you get, occasionally we get interfered with by usually U.S. hams that were kind of like, didn't think we should be operating sideband down in that part of the band. But these days now, you go looking for CW on 40 meters, and you're hard-pressed to find much activity, except, well, they got, I think Wednesday night, they have this this event, CWT, I think it's called, where you get a whole bunch of them on there for like about an hour. But the rest of the time, there's very little activity.
Yeah, that's true, and yeah, that's right. It was I guess it was called the Canadian Aurornet, as far as I remember. Who was the net manager at the time? Was that Tom, the 6-Tango Romeo Mike?
Well, we're talking like 1994, and how many years ago was that? Like 32 years ago, and I don't know who the net manager was. But I know I was a regular net controller on there. I had my nights. I was doing it from Hay River, and I had two antennas. And my G5RV was kind of like favored Prairie Provinces. But off the end, it had a null, so I had a vertical I'd switch in. I remember there was a VE7 Hex G. I used to check in from Victoria, and he'd give the weather report every day, you know, he'd take his time about it. So, you know, that's like over 30 years ago. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger, and yeah, V7XG, that call sign's being taken over by Jerry Karamina.
Yeah, right. So, there's another call sign, used to be the Trans-Canada Net on, you know, used to be Saturday and Sunday on 14140. There was a guy called Shorty Max, and he had call sign, what the heck was it, V7AJ, I forget. Anyway, this guy, when he died, some guy in Nelson got it. He used to be an inspector. He'd go around, drive around the province and inspect all these stores and make sure they weren't selling porn and stuff like that. And darned if I can remember his name now, and I'm not even sure if he's alive, but it's VE7. Oh my God. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Vaguely. Yeah, when you mention that, something's coming to me, and yeah, when you said Shorty Max, is that right?
Shorty Mac, yeah, and he, this is back quite a while ago, and he used to do a lot of phone patches, you know, it's back in the days before satellite phone and all that, and he'd do phone patches to, like, the Armed Forces guys up in the Arctic and Alert and places like that. So I'm just trying to remember the call sign, but darn if I can, V7A, man, it'll come to me.
Yeah, Roger, I'm thinking of one called AGH. I don't know if that was right.
No, it was a two-letter call.
Oh, Roger. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, no, I'd have to think about that. Well, I know what's going to happen. I'll remember it, and I'll call you at 3:30 in the morning. You're right, sure.
I'll make sure to turn my phone off before I go to bed.
Yeah, well, I remember. Oh, and I do remember getting, I've got that call control on my phone now, and it's so quiet, the phone. There's nothing worse than getting a call at 5 in the morning, and call from Cuba. I don't know anybody there, and they wouldn't call. Why would they call at 5 in the morning?
Sounds like maybe a scam call.
Yeah, telemarketer. And I used to get telemarketer calls all the time, and looking at the call display, I would pick up the phone, and that was my response. Was I still have that one? The people are familiar with, Mike's familiar with it quite a bit. Pick it up and they say, "Sherman, there's a pizza. Can I take your order?"
Yeah, right. Now I was getting a whole flurry of those calls there a while back, and every time I got one. No, if I didn't recognize the number, I'd just ignore it, and I'd figure, see if it's legit, they'll leave a message. And when they didn't, I just block them, and then eventually it stopped. No, I haven't had one in a while now.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was doing before they had that call control, was blocking the numbers. But yeah, it was very annoying when before I had that call control. Unfortunately, it's if somebody hasn't called within 2 months, they go to call the number again, and if you wish to talk to this person, press 4 or something like that, any number. And if they call within the if they call within 2 hours, or pardon me, 2 months of time, if they call within the 2 months, then it goes automatically. It remembers the last caller was legit.
Right. Well, if it's I got the call display on my phone, and if it's not a number I don't recognize or someone I don't recognize, I just let it ring through, and most of the time they don't leave a message. And of course, these guys, they can spoof phone numbers. They're probably in India or Kenya or Uganda somewhere, but somehow they can spoof phone numbers from over here. So you see an area code that, that's pretty close to here. But no, I just don't answer it. If it's not on my contact list, don't answer it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know what you're saying. And it's very annoying when I was getting that. I get a call from Florida, and of course it did turn out to be a telemarketer. But I said from there on, I said it's a robocaller. If they didn't press that number, then they just don't make it through. But this is the days before I had that call control. I was blocking numbers. But there was one fellow that had called. He said, this is whomever from Microsoft Security. We found an error on your computer. Well, I had them on the phone yakking away and saying, error on my computer. I wonder what that would be. And he went on and on and on. And eventually he came to the point where I asked him, I said, about 5 minutes later, I said, what is the best computer out on the market now?
Oh, you're from Microsoft. I have this fault on my computer. But But I'm using a Mac.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. I don't know how many Windows programs I would miss out on.
Well, there's what you're doing. There's, alternatives for Mac, that can do the same thing as most of the computers on Windows. And for ham radio, there's more and more software that's being written for Macs, too, so... and then there's free virtualization software that sort of emulates Windows, and you can't actually run Windows software in a Mac, but I don't know, I wouldn't do that. It'd be it's just soiling my nice computer, Herbert.
Yeah, Roger. I know, yeah, it'd be soiling it, yeah. No, it's, I guess it's, 10, Oh, when I was going to say to him, I said, yeah, do you have Windows? Yeah, I've got 10 of them.
Yeah, right. Anyhow, yeah, I've learned how to deal with those guys. They get more and more creative all the time, but it's pretty easy to spot them. Todd, I'm going to get off here. I had quite a long day, and I've had a few beers now. And you know what happens when you drink a lot of beer?
What's that?
When you drink a lot of beer?
What happens?
Eventually it's got to come out.
Oh, yeah, okay, I got you. Yeah, it's...
I thought you started to talk higher and higher.
No, that's when your shorts get, start shrinking.
Yeah, that's right, too, yeah. Okay. So let's go, and I wish you a fine evening there, Ivan. Yeah, 7-3. The 7 India Victor in November, the 7 Golf Bravo Oscar.
Alrighty, Todd, you have a nice evening. I'll be 7 Golf Bravo Oscar. This is the 7 India Victor November, clear.